Welcome to Opus Here. My name is Greg Horn, and recently, March 1st, it started flooding in eastern Kentucky, and as we have seen in the news over the past couple weeks, just a lot of devastation, and yet I could relate so closely to that because on March 1st, 1997, it rained 13 inches in 24 hours up in Cynthia, Kentucky, where I owned a supermarket Payless Food Center, and it was a game-changing event, a life-changing, not a game-changing, a life-changing. A game usually is over in a couple of hours, but this was a life-changing event for me, and yet I'm thankful, like everything in our lives, that God never wastes a hurt. And I know for somebody listening today, you're really, really hurting, and just something's happened, and it feels like a flood. And we've seen all the destruction that the flood has done in eastern Kentucky, Beattyville just totally underwater, the whole town, Jackson, Kentucky. I saw firsthand that recently and just saw the damage that happened there. And the fact of the matter is that, man, floods are just bad. They really are. You see them on TV, and nothing does justice to what it is like seeing it, the effects in person. And I'll never forget when I got to walk in my grocery store. It took about 3 days to get into it. Nothing in my life at the age of 32 had prepared me for what I was walking into. And when I was finally able to get through the front doors, a big ice box, like where you buy bags of ice, 10-pound bags, 25-pound bags of ice, that was right in the front of the store as you walked inside on the right. So, of course, people would not forget the bag of ice because so many times we forget that. And when I walked in, that thing probably had a 300-pound compressor plus all those heavy bags of ice in it, so well over 1,000 pounds of weight. But when I walked in, instead of it being right immediately to the right as you would walk through the doors, it was turned upside down on register number 6. And I thought to myself, in the words of the movie Apollo 13, Houston, we have a problem. And as I looked around, I could not see one square inch of tile. I had 24,000 square feet floor space in that store, and there was not a piece of it to be found, to be seen, should I say, because there was just things just thrown off the shelves everywhere, and it looked like a bomb had gone off, not that water had flown through. And yet, you know, water can be really destructive, and floods can be destructive. And I want to talk to you about this week. Where is God in the floods of our life? Where is God in the floods of our life? Now, you hear me talk about the flood, bankruptcy, divorce, and all that off and on throughout the 3 years, but I don't think I've ever talked specifically about that day. And, of course, when I called my insurance agent, I found out I had every type of insurance except for flood insurance because there hadn't been a flood in 89 years in Cynthiana. And so it was a life-changing event, but it was for many, many people. Nobody had flood insurance because there hadn't been a flood in 89 years. And so sometimes things happen in our life that are just once-in-a-lifetime events. I experienced mine at the age of 32. And, you know, as I tell people now, it's hard to believe it's been 24 years. And it's just amazing that the flood that happened recently was on March 1st. And it was March 1st, 1997, when the flood that was a life-changing event happened for me. Is that, yes, it was the worst thing that ever happened to me, but it was also the best thing that ever happened to me because it showed me that all the stuff in this life, it's temporary. It really, really is temporary. And I just want to remind you today that make sure that you love the people that God's put in your life and thank God for the blessings that you have because it all is temporary. You know, a guy that's a friend of mine up in Jackson, Kentucky, and his uncle, he had talked to him that morning on March 1st and said, hey, the water's really rising. You need to get out. Come on. He's like, no, I'll wait a little bit. I've got a little boat here. I can get in it and get to land if I need to. Well, he went to call him about 7-8 hours later, and he did not answer. And so he went to go check on that night, and he wasn't. Couldn't get to the home, but got as close as he could, couldn't see anything, saw the boat was gone. But nobody get a hold of it. Well, it winds up that he drowned. He lost his life in the flood up in Jackson, Kentucky on March 1st. And, you know, it's just one of those things that we underestimate things sometimes in our life. And this gentleman was 70 years old. So, I mean, obviously he had to make the decision he thought was right. But somebody offered to give him help, and he didn't receive it. He refused it. And unfortunately, it cost him his life. And that grieves me to have to say that. And my heart hurts for my friend because he looks up to this guy like he is like he was an older brother to him. And it didn't have to happen. But he refused help. And it's kind of like the you know, joke about the guy that the flood came and he was on top of his roof and a boat came by and said, "Hey, come on, the water's rising. You need to get in." And he said, no, I'm praying God's going to save me." And then they sent a helicopter and came by and said, "Hey, let me get you." And then the guy said, no, I'm waiting on God to save me. I know he's going to take care of me." Well, eventually, of course, the guy, unfortunately, the water came over and he lost his life. He drowned and he was in heaven. And he asked God and said, "Why didn't you save me?" And he said, "Well, I sent a boat and I sent a helicopter. I mean, you know, what else did you want?" And so I say that in this situation, that what is it in your life today that God is sending you a boat or a helicopter or a friend like my friend that tried to reach out to say, "Hey, danger is coming. You need to get out." And I don't know what that is in your life, but somebody listening today, you know that you're playing with fire, and whether it's a gambling addiction, a pornography addiction, maybe a conversation relation with somebody of the opposite sex. I don't know what that is, but you know what it is. And I want to encourage you today that God's trying to give you a warning. Pay attention to the lights on the dashboard in your car. Okay? And we don't want somebody else to lose their life like my friend's lost his friend because he wasn't willing to come when it's time. He wanted to do it later, and unfortunately, it cost him his life, and it just saddens me to say that today. But maybe if somebody listening today, you're going to be protected from maybe something that could destroy your life. It may not be result in physical death, but financial death or a marriage death or health. I mean, you know, going and you put off that physical and yet you know that you just haven't been feeling right. You've been a little bit off. And for us guys, I mean, we kick and scream about going to the doctor, but you're about 2 or 3 years from a physical and you're like, "I know I need to go get a physical." Or you just haven't felt good for a while and maybe you're not due to get your annual physical for a couple months, but instead of putting it off, do it today. Because the Holy Spirit will speak to you. And so I know I'm speaking to somebody today that needs to pay attention to the warning that they're being given. You know, another thing that I learned from the flood is that, you know, there were some people I thought that maybe might show up and help that they didn't. But you know what? God brought so many people and got some close friends out of it that I never dreamed would be there. There were people that took off from work and took vacation days. The staff that I worked with in Cynthiana, they were amazing. Some of them had damage to their homes, but our community in Harrison County just rallied together. I'll never forget Southland Christian Church sent a van load of people, 10 to 12 people, every day for those first 2 weeks, Monday through Saturday, to help us try to get everything cleaned out and reopened. The community of Cynthiana was wonderful. My family, my parents, my siblings, and their spouses were just amazing. And even in a bad situation, I could still see God working. And maybe right now you're going through a tough situation, but the Lord, I want you to know, is still working and that He is still there. And I had to stay strong, obviously, because I had almost 100 people depending on me for a job, and I was afraid if I cried that I wouldn't stop, because it was a lot of pain, disappointment, knowing I was getting ready to go in almost $2 million in debt. And I was fortunate to get a disaster loan through FEMA SBA loan, get the max amount. And so that was such a blessing that was able to happen. But I'm not ashamed to admit that I do cry, and God gave us tears to release the pain. But I had stayed strong. And then about 2 weeks into the cleanup of just that awful mess, I got a letter from my hero, Wayne Smith. And it was a handwritten letter. He had retired from Southland by this time in 1997, and yet still doing ministry. And as Wally Rendell says, if you still got a pulse, you still got a purpose. And so Wayne wrote me a handwritten letter and just simply said, "Greg, I hurt because you hurt. And I just want you to know right now, Romans 8:28 is going to be true for you, that all things work together for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. I love you and I'm praying for you. Let me know if I can do anything to help you." Well, the dam just broke. I just started crying, lost it. And just for somebody to say, "Hey, I hurt because you hurt." And you know, Wayne Smith's one of my heroes, the founding pastor of Southland Christian. And he was always looking to help people that were just down on their luck, or life had just really, really treated them unkind and had many, many unfair things happen to them, or the loss of a child or loss of a marriage, addiction. I mean, the list goes on and on. And I knew that Wayne had seen a lot of hurt and tried to help a lot of people with a lot of hurt. So when he said, "I hurt because you hurt," I was like, this guy knows about pain. And something in that just released the pain in me, just by one person saying, "Hey, I hurt because you hurt." And I want to say that to somebody listening today. Maybe you've got a friend, a family member, a coworker, a neighbor that's just really struggling right now, but you don't know what to say. And I simply want to encourage you just to say those words that Wayne said to me that day in that letter, that handwritten letter with about three or four sentences in it. He wrote really big, okay? But "I hurt because you hurt." And I tell you, that can really help somebody when they're going through a tough time. And I've used that saying over and over. I mean, literally probably over 1,000 times in the last 20 years, because I know how much it comforted me and helped me. "I hurt because you hurt." And then Wayne also underlined in that Bible verse, he put it in capital letters, "all," Romans 8:28, "all things work together." So then, you know, not some things, not most things, but all things work together. And I'm here to tell you that 24 years later, that verse was true. At the time, I have to admit, I doubted it. And some of you listening today, you're doubting God's faithfulness and if he's good and if he's going to help you in this just incredible mess you're in that is maybe like the flood that's caused a lot of devastation in your life. Maybe a marriage that's failed, a job loss, been diagnosed with cancer or a terminal disease. And yet, friends, I'm here to tell you 24 years later, Romans 8:28 is true, that all things work together for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And he does have a purpose for all of our lives. It's different, though, and it may not play out the way we expect it to, but God does have a purpose for your one and only life. So keep staying faithful to God and trust him, and he will show you and he will make a way when there seems that there is no way. We're out of time, but I'm going to talk about things that I learned from that flood in my life and answer the question, where is God in the floods of our life? I hope you'll join us again tomorrow for Hope Is Here.
For all your heating and air needs, contact the professionals at Green Box Heating and Air. Locally owned for over a decade, Green Box Heating and Air wants to help you get ready now for the spring and upcoming hot summer months. To request service, call Green Box Heating and Air today at 859-279-0214. Again, that's 859-279-0214.